Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek, Revi, Mishneh Gimel. Ha'ayna, an overprice, an undercharge or an overcharge, Arba Kesef, Me'esrim Ve'arba Kesef Sela. The shear of being overcharged, that one is obligated to return and to give back the amount that was treated or overcharged or undercharged, is four mois of kesef. When a seller has 24 mois, so it's basically 1/6. If the shear of that was overcharged is 1/6, you have to give it back. Anything less than that, we say there's mechila, it's forgiven. Anything more than a sixth undercharged or overcharged, then the whole transaction is nullified, is bottled, completely bottled. Shtus lamekach, says the Mishnah, what does it mean? It's 1/6 of the price of the goods involved. So let's say the goods involved were the proper price, market price was 24 more, and it was being sold for 28 more. So it's being sold for a sixth more than the price, that has to be returned. The buyer has to receive back 4 mois. Or, what happens if it was the other way around? It was worth 24 on the market, and the buyer only wanted to pay 20. So now the seller's been cheated, or has been undercharged by 4 mois. That's 1/6 again. One is obligated to give it back. If it was more than that, then the one who was cheated, or the one who was undercharged or overcharged, is able to completely negate the transaction. The Gemara actually adds and says that not only is it a sixth of the price of the object, but it's also a sixth in terms of the money being paid for. So let's say the object was worth 20 more, and he paid 24 more. Then we say the buyer has been cheated by a sixth of the cash that he's put out. He's put out 24 more, he should have only paid 20. So we can look at it from that perspective as well. We say that the buyer has been cheated by 1/6 of the money paid, so that too, he can ask for that overprice to be given back. Asks the Mishnah, Ad mosai mutar lahachzir. Till when can the person who has been cheated come back and demand the amount that he's been cheated of? Or to cancel the transaction. Says the Mishnah, Ad kedei sheyare latagor alekravai. As long as he has to be given enough time to show the object to a merchant to get a proper idea of what the price should be, or to his relative, who is quite au fait with the prices and things, to find out if he's been cheated or not. Now, if he waited longer than that, then he can't demand a return of the amount that he's cheated, or he can't demand a nullification to negate the transaction. Why? Because we say, if he's had that much time, he's moichel leinah. We said, if he's had enough time to find out what the price really is, what the true worth is, etc., and he didn't do that, then we say he's moichel. This is all talking about the buyer. How long has the buyer got to claim the overcharge or to nullify the transaction if it was more than a sixth? What about the seller? How much time does the seller have? Well, if the seller's been cheated, then he's always got a chance to go back and say, look, you cheated me to the buyer, you paid much less than the market price, etc. And why is that? And that's because the seller doesn't have the object with him. He says, he doesn't have the object with me, he can't even show it to his friend or to a merchant, to an experienced trader, to find out what the real worth is. If, however, it was a standard price for this object and everyone knew what the price was, or the market had set a price for it, then the seller would also not be able to negate on it after a certain amount of time has passed. And that's because he just has to go and ask how much is the market price for it. Or if we know for a fact that the moicha, that the seller has got such a thing, another object like that, and he knows he's been cheated and he didn't demand it, again, he can't come and claim it. We say he was Meichelot. Hoiru Rabbi Tarfon Belud. When Rabbi Tarfon was in the city of Lod, he gave the following psak, the following ruling, Shmona Kesef Lasela. He said the amount of tolerance for being overcharged or undercharged is eight mois per seller, 8 out of 24, which means up to 1/3. Shlish lamekach. So it's a shlish, it's a third of the market price of the object. So if the seller, if the object was 24, worth 24, then 1/3 of that price is the amount that we say that the merchant has to give it back, up to 1/3, which is much more than 1/6. Well, when the merchants in Lud heard this, they were overjoyed. V'somcho tagare Lud. Why? Because they were quite experienced in selling and buying, and they sold at a good profit. And when they heard that they can profit even up to 1/3 above the market price, they were, and the buyers can't give it back. They were quite happy about that. Until Rabbi Tafan added another thing, but this other thing they did not like. Kol hayom utalachzer. He said that when any of the buyers that buy it have got a full day, the whole day, to return it back and to cancel the transaction. That they didn't like. Amar lo, so the merchant said back to Rabbi Tafan, Yaniach lana Rabbi Tafan kameina. Rabbi Tafan, we can leave you alone with your psak. We'd rather be we're happier to keep up with the tolerance being only 1/6, as long as we don't want to have to suffer that the buyers from us have got a whole day to do it. We'd rather use what the Chachamim say, which is enough time that they can. They've only got enough time to renege on the contract, enough time to that they could have shown it to their friends or a fellow trader, and that's all they wanted. And eventually they went back to adopt the words of the Chachamim. They were quite happy to settle for the maximum amount that can be overcharged as 1/6, as long as they don't give the buyer so much time to go back on the and show their friends for the whole day. They only wanted enough time for them to show their friends or get an experienced trader to give them advice, which is a lot less time than having the whole day. So they settled on that. Mishnah Dalet. Echad halakech v'echad hamoichem. Both the buyer and the seller, yesh lahen oinah. They have a din of claiming whatever they've been cheated. So it applies to both the buyer and the seller. Kishem sheino lahedyet, and similarly, just like there's a din of you can claim back the overcharge or undercharge for an ordinary person, a layman, kacha no lataga, the same thing applies to a trader, an experienced trader. We don't say, oh, look, he's experienced, he knows, he would have for sure realized that he's overcharged and he was mortal, or undercharged for that matter if he's a seller. No, we do not say that. We say the same. It's a one rule for all. Whether you're an experienced trader, whether you're just a novice, it doesn't matter. There is always the din of a nah. If their price has been way too high or way too low, you can reclaim it or renege on the contract. Rabbi Omer einan ala tagar. He says no. He says if it's a tagar, if it's a person who's an experienced merchant, then we say he would have known that was overcharged or undercharged, and he would have been meichel. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The laws of einah apply equally to an experienced trader. Mishahutal alav, a person who has had this overcharge been put on him, or undercharge. Yodai aliyona, he's got the upper hand in terms of his options. Rotza omalei, if he wants, he can say to the seller, the buyer can say to the seller, if it's the buyer that's been cheated, tell me my say, give me my money, and that's it, forget about the transaction. Or he can say, tell me my shana sani, or he can say, look, give me back the amount that's overcharged, I'm still happy to go ahead with the transaction. The same thing will happen if the seller was the one who was cheated. He can say to the buyer, give me what I bought, or give me what you've undercharged me, what you've underpaid me. The halacha is like Rabbi, this mission is like Rabbi Ranossi. The halacha ever is not like him. The halacha is like Rabbi Nosson, who holds that if the shear of being overcharged was 1 shtus of the mekach, 1/6 of the buyer of the object's value, then the purchase is upheld. It's a valid purchase, a valid sale. But simply the one who cheated, he has to give back the one that was the amount that he cheated the other fellow from. If, however, what was the discrepancy or the overcharge or uncharge was more than a sixth, then the whole transaction is nullified. And this is the way that Robert Paskins in the Gemara, less than a shtus, less than a sixth, we say the moichel, we say that it's tolerated, and we say the mekach will go ahead, the transaction is valid. More than a shtus, it's invalid, the whole transaction is stopped. And if it's exactly shtus, exactly one-sixth, we say the purchase is valid, but the person who did the overcharge has to give back the sixth.